Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Monday morning, May the 24th, 2010. And I was sitting here this morning thinking about a phrase that I'm hearing a lot more than I used to. And maybe you're hearing it too. Maybe you even use this phrase yourself. When I ask people, hey, how's it going, or how you doing? I'm hearing the response more often now, I'm hanging in there. Now, I know the days that we're living in have become very challenging for a lot of people. I understand that. But I also know that the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What you continue to think and voice is the very direction that you're setting for your own life. What you think and say about yourself is just like setting your sails on a sailboat. So is that how you perceive yourself, just hanging in there? Well, each day is really tough, but I think I can make it. I mean, I think I might just pull through another day. Maybe. I don't know. I'm hanging in there. Is that what God had in mind for us, to struggle through each day and just hang in there? You know, thinking about that, hanging in there is like one step away from being at the end of your ropes, and that's one step from falling off the cliff. Living our lives to the fullest is God's desire for each one of us. I mean, it's written all over the pages of Scripture. Yes, of course there will be challenges. Yes, there will be obstacles. But regardless of what's going on in your life or in the world, none of that negates any of the promises of God. Nothing that goes on in your life or in the world puts God out of business. But somewhere along the line, somebody came along and said that Christians aren't supposed to be happy. They're supposed to just suffer for Jesus. You know, suffer for Jesus your whole life. God wants us to live a life of suffering? For what reason? You know, that's a great way to attract people to God, isn't it? Hey, come on and join me for a life of hardship and sufferings. You'll love it. No thanks. You know, there are those who preach that Christians aren't supposed to have prosperity, but instead be poor and just get by. Oh, I get it. Just hang in there, huh? You know, they came along and said that Christians shouldn't live victorious lives, but instead they should be a doormat for Jesus and have everyone walk over them and suffer and be poor. And of course, if you preach anything different than that, then you're probably one of those evil prosperity preachers. Well, let me tell you something. I'm not a prosperity preacher, but I can read. And the Bible is full of God's promises for abundance and prosperity, for help, for deliverance, for healing. It doesn't say that there won't be challenges in this life, but it also doesn't say that just because we're in a bad economic time, God can't fulfill His promises either. I mean, let's just think about this for a minute. If Christians are, as the Bible says, children of God, having the Creator of the heavens and the earth as their Father, why then should they be the saddest, poorest, and most defeated people on earth? Wouldn't it make more sense that Christians should be the happiest and most victorious people on the planet? So the question really is this: is it God's will for you to just hang in there? No, it's not. But remember, you have free will to choose the course for your own life. You can choose to just hang in there, or you can choose to believe what the Bible really teaches. Now, don't get me wrong. That doesn't mean that you just go around pretending that there are no obstacles and challenges. Oh, everything's just great. Everything's just fine. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about living in a make-believe world. When things happen, it's not make-believe. It's very real, isn't it? And many times things happen that are not in our control, right? But what is in your control is how you choose to think and speak in those situations. How do you react? So let's apply this practically. The next time things are not going well and someone asks you, hey, how are you doing? Why not reply, well, a little intense right now, but I'm praying and expecting and anticipating a solution. I'm expecting for things to change dynamically. I'm looking to my God for solutions. I'm praying and expecting, praying and expecting. Now, there's a huge difference in saying that as opposed to saying, Well, I'm hanging in there. Do you see that? A really big key in life, in fact, this is a huge key in life, is that what comes out of your mouth came from you. From you. It came from your brain. It's an outward expression of what's in your head. The Bible says that as you think in your heart, that is what you will be. That's what you will be. And I mentioned a few minutes ago, the scriptures also say that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And think about this. When you think or say something, you hear it. And hearing that reinforces it again into your mind and heart. And what you choose to reinforce is what you will bring into your life. So if that's how you really feel each day, just hanging in there, then that is how your life is going to proceed. You will just keep hanging in there. That's the direction that you set your own sails. But if you want to change and live dynamically and successfully, start by addressing your own thoughts and your own words. Make a conscious effort to adjust what comes out of your mouth. Refuse to admit defeat, and instead speak of positives and victory. Take time to pray and ask God for solutions. Ask and expect. Ask and expect. Ask and expect. Remind yourself that God's promises of help, deliverance, healing, abundance, and prosperity are true, regardless of where your life may be or where the world may be. God's word is true, always. And it's up to us to believe Him. And I just gave you some really good keys that will help you to arrive at the point of believing His promises. Well, that's it for this podcast. Got an opinion or a comment? If you do, type it in down below. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, you don't have to bookmark this site, don't have to check back to see if I've posted something new, because you'll get notified personally every time something new is posted. And it's free to be a subscriber to this blog, either email or RSS. And if you do subscribe, as my way of saying thanks for subscribing, I want to give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some more information down below. Thanks a lot for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.